The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is again our Gospel reading for this past Sunday, the beginning of that reading. We're looking at the Gospel reading for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost from Luke chapter 9, verses 51 to 58. Luke records for us, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went to another village. And as they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." My dear friends in Christ, it was perhaps about 6 months before the time of Christ's crucifixion. Jesus knew that that was coming and he knew what that involved, but yet our reading, what it says is Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. He was determined to serve souls by continuing to preach and teach the Word of God, law and gospel to souls, and especially by going to the cross to suffer and die there to pay for our sins and for the sins of the whole world. Our Savior's determination, his resolution to go to Jerusalem and to go to the cross, it really is amazing, and it really is quite an example for us to do as Christ encourages us, to seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness, to have that up there in our list of things to do. Well, as Jesus and his disciples were walking away from that Samaritan village where they were refused lodging, what happened is that a man came to Jesus and said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And basically, he was claiming that no sacrifice, no problems, no hardship, nothing would be too great or too severe to keep him away from wanting to follow Jesus and serving Jesus. Nothing would be too difficult. He was ready to follow Jesus no matter what. And his statement, when you hear it at first, it sounded absolutely great, but Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Some think that with these words, what Jesus was doing is rebuking this man who seemingly was so eager to follow Jesus. Rather, what probably was more the case here is that he wasn't rebuking him. He just wanted this man to count the cost, to understand what was involved if he was going to follow Jesus. Following Jesus requires counting the cost. During Jesus' earthly life, just think about what it was that he all went through in order to be our Savior. And he didn't come into this world to make worldly wealth for himself, to hoard earthly treasures. His concern was for eternal souls. So he asks us, "What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?" How highly do we value earthly goods, material goods? Our materialistic age, it tries to teach us, well, as that bumper sticker from years ago said, "The one with the most toys at the end wins." But you know, that's not what Jesus teaches us. He teaches us that things and financial security, it just doesn't compare to the soul security that we have in Christ. When counting the cost, we also can expect that if we're following our Savior, we can expect persecution, hardships and troubles because of trying to share Jesus, because of people rejecting the message that we proclaim. The Apostle Paul said, "In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." So, following Christ requires counting the cost. However, when in faith we count the cost for following Christ, we end up really seeing that there is no cost at all. There's no cost at all. Because in following Christ, we have the greatest, the best blessings possible in this life. Following Christ, it may result in earthly trials and troubles. But following Christ, believing in Him, means that we have God's grace and love and forgiveness. It means that we have our names written in the book of life. It means that we are heirs of eternal life in heaven. We're going to heaven, to a place where we'll experience blessings without end, the most amazing blessings we could possibly experience. Following Christ does require counting the cost. Jesus wants us to realize that, but never forget the great blessings we have in Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, give us a love for souls like our Savior's love, so we're always looking for opportunities to serve souls with the message of your grace and love. As we serve souls, help us to always count the cost, but always to keep counting the great blessings we have in our Savior. We pray in His name. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.